Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the new moon that's coming up on November 13th, 2023. This, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like me to go through your personal numerology or your own personal forecast, I would love to do that. Just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Now, for this new moon, by the time this comes around, we'll be well beyond eclipse season. Still probably feeling the effects of the eclipse season because they do kind of take some time, 6 months to a year, to fully unfold the storylines. But we should be out of the heat of it. I'm actually recording this on the eclipse, so but by the time this new moon comes around, we should have clear insights of what's unfolding because of those eclipses, or what was closed out and what could be coming in. So let's take a look at this new moon and see what this could be bringing in for us. Life path number two. So this new moon is bringing in the energy for you all of the six, but it's also bringing in the energy of Mantis. So your animal wisdom message for this new moon is with Mantis energy. So I want to start with that. With Mantis energy coming through, there's something here that's saying you need to be fearless, but also flexible. And also I would say choose your battles. So let's talk about that. So with fearlessness, there's something here about, you know, truly seeing what you want, being decisive and going after it, and then not second guessing yourself, not sort of turning your wheels and not getting anywhere, but really focusing on what is it that you want and how do you want to go about getting it? Being decisive in that and staying true to that. And taking that initiative, right? Even if it scares you, saying yes, even if it scares you, if you feel called to it. And then with the flexibility, there's also this element of even if we're driven towards something, even if we feel very much aligned with it and we're being assertive and we're going after it, there needs to be some level of flexibility, especially when it deals with other people. So you could see when it comes to things around your home life, six energy that you're working with, there's some things that you might need to compromise on. There's a difference between compromise and sacrifice. So know the difference and make sure that you're not sacrificing who you are, what you need, etc., for another person. Compromise means that you're okay. You can live with sort of, you know, releasing something to accommodate another person. It's not causing you burden. It's not causing you harm. It's saying, okay, this other person needs X, Y, or Z. I can meet them there. That's compromise. You're not paying a price in order for another person to thrive, right? So there is something here about flexibility and being very flexible in your ideas, your belief systems, your values even. When it comes to your connection with other people, and I would even say that it's as sort of zeroed in on like your partner, your family and close friends, and maybe even close community, because you are working with that six energy. So again, fearlessness in standing up for yourself, you know, having healthy standards, going after what you want, communicating that, being assertive, being decisive, all of those things, but then also flexible and willing to hear other people's perspectives, willing to have empathy, willing to understand that, you know, we're all having our own unique experience while we have this collective experience. And, you know, being flexible sometimes makes that journey a lot easier. Now, with the six energy, this brings the focus into the home. So there's something here with the home. It could be people moving in, people moving out, taking a relationship to the next level, deciding to have a baby, having a baby, adopting a new pet or something like that, or something to do that, you know, something changes with your circumstances in your home life, your routine, your finances, maybe you buy or sell a home or move home, something like that. But there's a heavy focus on the home and the home environment and the people that you share that home with. So there could be some things that come up for discussion at this time where maybe you need to be a little bit more flexible or understanding or have compromise, right? And that's up for you to decide. But definitely something coming in around home, love, how we love, how we receive love. And are we too rigid in our expectations? are our expectations too high? Standards and expectations, two different things, right? You know, so if you have these expectations of people, it's likely they're not going to meet those expectations, right? Because we're human. And so again, flexibility, compromise could serve you at this time. And it could really allow the two of you or whoever it is that you're, you know, you're connecting with to really move forward in a profound way within your connection. But it takes both of you being flexible and compromising and understanding where the other person is and what they need. So big emphasis there. Pay attention to what comes in for you around there. I do think you'll see some kind of transformation around this new moon that has to do with your home life and the balance within that. So I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.